challenges with. So she was very familiar and comfortable in talking with her in these things. And so they ended up going inside, and they were in there for about an hour and a half. And I don't know all that took place inside there. I stayed outside and was talking with my friend, and then we left. Something happened in there. And the reason I know is because every once in a while, this man will drive up into my driveway and will ask, "Is your wife home?" And I'll say either yes or no. Why? And he will say, "Well, I need you to ask her to pray." And so I've often wondered, I wonder what really took place inside that home with him, with my wife and that, you know, gentleman's wife. This morning he rolls into the driveway. Specifically, no, he's not looking for a tractor. He's not needing help with anything. He says, "Is your wife home?" I said, "Well, no, she's over in Puyallup." He said, "Well, can you tell her I need it not to rain?" That's a pretty tall order, considering the forecast. He says, "That's why I'm calling on the big guns." Now, he never comes and asks me to pray for anything. I'm telling you, something happened that day. We visited their home, and I know that my wife prayed with his wife. Man, I'm just feeling some electricity in the air right now. When I think of the power of witness that ought to prevail on all of our lives, I want it to prevail on my life, don't you? Now, I don't know whether I've ever really formally even invited him to church. But it seems like God gives circumstances one after the other after the other so that he can reveal himself to this man. Now, obviously, he's given him a measure of faith. He's asking for prayer. But the things that he asks for seem to climb in their magnitude. And that excites me. You know, sometimes you wonder, man, am I getting through? You have opportunity to share and to witness, and you try to lead people, and sometimes you wonder, am I getting through? Praise God. Let's read out of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14. "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it," everybody said it, the tree. The Lord was talking to trees. That didn't sink in, did it? The Lord was talking to trees. "And he said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciples heard it." He's talking to the tree. He wasn't talking to us. He was talking to the tree. And they went on. No explanations. No understanding. Should we really be following this guy? The Lord said to it. He talked to a tree. Now let's move ahead. Now we're not going very far here tonight, but we may go very fast. Verse 19. Just a little bit ahead. Verse 19. And when even was come in the evening, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree that you were talking to, which thou cursed, it withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. He's not talking in circles here. He's not talking in some grand parable with some spiritual insight. He's talking plain English and saying there's things that you are going to come up against in your life, and they may be the size of a mountain to you. But the scripture speaks of the authority that he has given unto us as New Testament believers and said, Talk to it. Speak to it. I got to tell you, there's been times when people have asked me to pray for a sickness, an ailment, some kind of infirmity. And as soon as they ask me and I begin to pray, I begin to petition and beg God. God help them. God help their situation. God help. Only to realize that my very expression itself expresses a little bit of lack of faith on my part. When he sent the 70 out, he said, Heal the sick. He didn't say, Ask me to heal the sick. He said, Raise the dead. He didn't say, Ask me to raise up those that have died. He spoke it to them and gave them authority to go forward in life and deal with situations, understanding that with just a little bit of faith, that you can speak to it. That you can speak to it. That you can say unto it. And that the spiritual expression, let me come back to that. The spiritual expression. Is there ever been a situation? I know the answer is yes. Where you have been faced with a dilemma. And in your praying, in your waiting, in your communing with God, it only festered your feelings and animosity against the situation. Been there? So, is there a place where God begins to give to you? You don't know whether it's you or it's the Lord or where it's coming. Because sometimes our feelings do rise and get involved against something that is facing us. That God would give you words to speak to it. And you don't have to go say, well, the Lord said to say to you. He gives unto us Bible-believing, Spirit-filled believers. Spiritual expression. The Holy Ghost welled in. When we opened this service tonight, there was spiritual expression that released faith into the room. Did you feel a change in the atmosphere when Elder Hart took the microphone, began to speak out? He began to pray in the Spirit. We all joined in prayer with him. And there's a shift in the spiritual dynamic of the room that we're sitting in. It also gives room for the word that's going to follow and how it's going to affect my spirit. How I'm going to receive that as my own, and I'm going to take it and act on it and operate in it. It's the working of faith. It's the working of the Spirit. When spiritual expression is made, the natural world has to follow. It seems like there's times when it's easier for us to embrace the understanding that we have power over devils. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And we accept those things and we'll go battle. But when we look at the natural, and because it so opposes sometimes what we feel like the direction is, or that it's a stumbling block, or somehow that it pains us and it causes us some suffering, we feel like that we've got to live with it because we can't do anything about it. And we'll enter a dimension of praying sometimes and battling it out with spiritual things, but the directive in the Scripture, he said, speak to it. And he exampled by speaking to it. I don't know what the it is for you. I don't know what the it is going to be in the days following. I don't know what it is that brings a heaviness upon your mind and your life. But whatever it is, it's time to speak to it. It's time to receive a word of faith and let the gift of God be stirred up in you and speak to it. You don't have to speak of it and tell everybody about it, but deal with it. Speak to it. Exercise your authority and power over it. Let's pray. Let's receive this right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. It's already been explained that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and it's not in the goodness of ourselves. It's the righteousness that he has gave to us when he took away our sin and gave to us his innocence. Whatever the it is, in the name of Jesus. The natural order of things has got to follow the spiritual expression of God. In the name of Jesus, I want to stand right now and receive this of you, Father. Come on, receive it as a truth tonight, right now, for your situation. You embrace it as your own. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mataha. Kimayuluria la mataha. Yandelehi alamasikiata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kiluria la mandelehi alamataha. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, there's nothing untouchable from God in prayer. In the name of Jesus, no circumstance, no problem, no mountain too high, too big. Let the Spirit of God penetrate these things tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I was driving down the Meridian one day, the road that I lived on in Puyallup. You may be seated. We had organized an outreach. We were putting on a barbecue and had a lot of food. And we had passed out, you know, these invitations all over the downtown area of Puyallup. And I left my house, which is 6 miles from the church. And it started raining. And I don't mean like a Puyallup sprinkle. It began to thunder and rain so hard, the water that was running down Meridian was over the curb. I'd never seen that much rain there. I'd never seen that much rain. And I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm driving toward the church, and the closer I get, the blacker the sky is over the church, and, you know, this whole storm in front of me. And I said, no! We put too much work into this. I didn't cry. I didn't whine. I didn't say, oh, God, how could you let this happen? I said, let it rain everywhere, except on the church. And I kept driving. And when I got to the church, the ground was dry. It had rained all over Puyallup. It did not rain on the parking lot or the lawn of the church. And I still act surprised. But with a little bit of wonderment. Holy cow, wow. Man, I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. Speak to it. Let faith be stirred up. Speak to it. Let it stir right now. That situation that's just right in front of you. You have worried about it. You have wondered about it. You've wondered why it seems like it's just you. We're going to pray. You're going to speak to it. I'm guessing there's probably room up in the front right here for maybe 8 or 10 people who've got an it that's just right in front of them. It just seems to stay there and it doesn't seem to move from you. You got an it and you can put a name on it. You can put a place on it. You can describe it because you're well acquainted with it. You've been frustrated over it. You don't know what to do about it, and I'm telling you, come and speak to it. Come and speak to it. You don't have to speak of it. You don't have to tell anybody about it. But you come and speak to that problem now. Here's what you're going to have to do. If you got to do it under your breath, you got to give it to spiritual expression. You got to speak something out. If you got to do it for, you got to do it under your breath, do it under your breath. Here's what you can do. You can begin to pray in the Spirit
And God will lead and direct your words, and he'll deal with it right now. I'm guessing there's five or six more. Come on, you got an it. And that it has hounded you. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. And it shall be done, he said. Say unto yonder mountain. Say unto yonder mountain, speak to it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, no weapon formed against the church shall prosper. No weapon formed against the church shall prosper. Come on, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, speak to it, I say. Speak to it, I say. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We glorify you, my God. We glorify you, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Que yo lo riala masia ne lehia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, my Father. I thank you, Lord. Se ma yo lo riala matahai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the gift of faith be stirred up, I pray. Let the gift of faith prevail, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ne mataha na ye ala masikiando. Ke mayolo ri ala masikiando. Hiataya sikiande le hi ala mata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. I believe you. I believe you, my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise God.
Praise God. I have a friend that shared that he lived in a small town, and he had been at the church, and he was on his way home. And on his way home, he saw a sign that he had not seen on a building in his very small town. I mean, the town is probably it's not even a quarter of the size of Selah. Very, very small town out in the country. But there was a sign that went up on a building that said palm reader. And when he saw it, it just infuriated him. And he said, I just spoke what came to my lips. He said, driving at the light, he saw the sign and he said, I curse you to the ground. He said it was a few weeks later. He came by, sign was gone, and they had tore the building down. And there was nothing left but the foundation. He took note of that, but he didn't stop there. He said, no, I cursed you to the ground. He said a few days later, they had a caterpillar in there. They were digging up the foundation and taking it out. Within a matter of months, few months, business opened up, put out a sign, and now the sign was gone, and the building was torn down, and now they were digging up the foundation. Speak to it. Continue to speak to it. Here's what I've learned. That which God doesn't approve of, He's not going to give you spiritual expression for. I'm not talking about you emotionally becoming upset over something and start talking. It's the difference of giving avenue to spiritual expression. He won't give spiritual expression for something that is against His will. Follow me? And we want to know the difference. Praise God. As you know, it's been announced, Brother Mel Berglund is coming this Friday night, and he'll be teaching, assuming he'll be set up to use the PowerPoint. No, that's all set. Brother Berglund has a unique ministry, if you've met him, and he's a very effective communicator and teacher, both with his graphic arts and the words that he's going to share, and You don't want to miss it. If you can help it, you want to be here. Amen. Come prayerful. Come waiting on God. Don't come exhausted. If you got to take a nap, take a nap. You know, if you're working through the day and you take a lunch, go to your car. Take a nap. Be rested. Be ready. Praise God. Now, some people fall asleep when they get in their car. Even when they're driving. And I'm not pointing at anybody. Praise God. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
I speak to all of them.